talking today to Mary Ruth Cohenour. She's the Director of Market Development for ODAF. Man, it is a special day here today out at the State Fair.
It is. This is our favorite time of year. We just love the state fairs for all it means for agriculture, but especially for Made in Oklahoma. And that's where we are today at the Made in Oklahoma store.
Now, we just had the Secretary of Ag, Blaine Arthur, kick off the opening doors. But tell us a little bit about the history of this store.
Absolutely. It was about 2015. We started to have a booth as a partnership with a state fair where we sold Made in Oklahoma products. So our staff came in, stocked the shelves for those companies that maybe couldn't dedicate 11 days to sit here at the fair and provided that opportunity. It was small. It was a couple of booth spaces long. It was in another building. A couple of years, it was so successful, we decided to expand that partnership and moved over here to the Bennett Building. And now we have more than 3,000 square foot of retail space. With 44 companies and over 600 products showcased.
And that's so crazy because I bet some people don't even realize we have that many Made in Oklahoma products.
You know what's funny is we have over 600 companies in the Made in Oklahoma program alone. So we showcase 44 of them here, but there's so much that we don't know that is made here.
So tell everybody where they can come and find this good stuff, because if you're coming to the state fair, how do they find you guys?
Bennett Building, that's the big one, right here, the new one, right in the middle of the fairgrounds. We are on the southeast corner, so you can come in any door, walk straight to the southeast corner. If you look up, there's a big red banner that says Made in Oklahoma Store. But also, if you're just walking along, you're going to see what looks like a building inside of a building. Mm-hmm. And we've got the wooden walls that looks like you're walking into a real store.
Well, tell us a little, I'm not going to ask you to pick favorites, but tell us a little bit, showcase a few of the items that we can find in there that people might want to purchase.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of great food products. Mm-hmm. Amelia's yogurt's in the cooler you can take for a quick snack. Honey, salsa, barbecue sauce, spices, pecans, all of that kind of thing. There's some candy in there too. Bedray chocolate, of course. But then we have things like pottery. And there's State Fair t-shirts in here as well. So just a little bit of a smattering of everything.
And the cool thing too is every Made in Oklahoma person has a story that goes along with it. And right now you've got some folks on the porch that you guys are featuring throughout the weeks. Now, will these rotate in or will we get to see these same folks each time?
Yeah, we have slots every day on the porch. So you'll see two companies every day, but they may change in a couple of hours. So it kind of depends on what those companies are able to do. So there's right now we have salsa and coffee. You'll find just a little bit of everything. Even soaps will be sampled out here. They'll give you a little sliver. So we change them out every day. Come by, there's always something new.
And there's a lot of great Christmas shopping options in there, isn't there?
You can do your entire Christmas shopping here. And my favorite thing to do is buy those little things for people that may have moved away from Oklahoma or in college somewhere else and send them a little memory of Oklahoma. A lot of our products are branded some kind of Oki name or one way or the other. And so we do all of our Christmas shopping here for sure.
Well, for folks that don't make it to the fair but still want to buy these Made in Oklahoma products, where can they go?
MadeInOklahoma.net. Every single one of our companies has a profile page on this website. And new last year, we added an e-commerce site. So a lot of our companies are starting to sign up and actually sell products off that website. But even if they don't sell products off of MadeInOklahoma.net, you can follow their contact information, whether that's a Facebook page or an e-commerce site of their own, and buy those or call them. We have a lot of companies that are really small, just getting started. So you might have to call and order that on the phone and talk to the real person.
And then we love doing that. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us. This is going to be such a great event and so much fun, and I got to get to shopping.
Thanks, Casey, for coming out.